All right, update on the injury report. Ronnie Hillman did not participate, foot. Monte Ball did not participate, groin. Manuel Sanders did not participate, concussion protocol. Julius Thomas did not participate, ankle. Virgil Green, calf, was limited. Ryan Clady, groin, was limited. Quentin Carter, knee, was limited. David Bruton, ankle, was full. Paul Kornick, shoulder, was full. Steve Johnson, ankle, full. And Juwan Thompson, knee, full. Any questions?
Coach Mark Schlereth, who used to be a pretty good blocker around here, he rather harsh, candid comments about your offensive line. I wondered if you saw him and does he...
No, I always liken a lot of people on the outside, you know, is, you know, everybody's got an opinion, I understand that, but they're like a body part and everybody's got one. So, I just leave it at that.
Is this a statement game this week?
They're all a statement game. We only get 16 of them. We've had 10 statements. We've won 7. We've lost 3. I think it's pretty well documented. So we get to go into 11 against an AFC opponent that's playing good football, that you know, is fighting for their seasonal lives as well as we are. But that's kind of every week in the National Football League.
So you've already tried, made some personnel shifts on the offense. So when it comes to getting better play out of them, is it technique or is it effort?
Well, I think I'd remind everybody. I mean, I think we're like the 2 offense in the National Football League. We lead the league. We're number 1 in sacks allowed. I mean, we, you know, I think sometimes we lose sight of kind of where we are. You know, we're 7-3, and that's the O-line 7-3, and as well as the rest of the team.
Are you getting the play out of them that you think are they playing at the level?
Well, I mean, I said this Monday. I mean, you know, at 10-0, I'd probably still expect more, and at 7-3, I still expect more, and that's out of everybody, myself included.
10 teams in the AFC with 6 or more wins, and there's gonna be some good teams that don't make the playoffs. The room for error gets smaller and smaller as it goes on.
I mean, you know, every team's good. You know, that's why they call it pro football. They're professionals. Everybody operates under the same salary cap. Nobody's got an advantage that way. You know, so, you know, there's going to be 12 teams make the playoffs, and I think everybody's fighting for that, all but about 1.
Coach, what's the latest on Incognito? Anything more with that?
No real updates. You know, that's kind of a personnel matter, and, you know, we did have him in for a workout. I think that was well documented. We changed a couple roster spots today as far as practice squad. So, you know, we work out a lot of people throughout the season. We're always looking to improve our football team any way possible, and I'll leave it at that.
So what do you think of Cameron Wake, and how does a guy like that be a late bloomer, as it were?
You know, it's interesting. You know, guys, you know, get asked about, you know, C.J. Anderson, you know, where guys come from, how they start the race. That's not what counts. It's, you know, they get their opportunity, and when opportunity knocks, they bust the door down. And so you love to see that. You know, Chris Harris, where he's come from, what he's done. You know, Cameron Wake's in that mold that, you know, not a high selection, bounced around and, you know, different kinds of football. And, you know, now he's in the big leagues.
You expect some of that from your backup receivers maybe this week?
You know, again, we're going to suit up 46 people, and same was last week. You know, we had some guys go down, and guys got to step up. And it's just, you know, but everybody in the league does that, and we expect the same.
There have been a lot of rookie wide receivers around the league that have been able to acclimate really quickly and make a big impact. What has been keeping Cody off the field? Is it just numbers, or is it something that...
Well, I mean, he's got some pretty good guys in front of him, yeah. I think... you know, he's been active, I'm going to say 4 games. I think I'm correct in saying that. We weren't able to activate him last week because of, you know, some injuries at other spots. You know, we'll see what this week brings. But, you know, he just needs, you know, the opportunity. He's got his first NFL catch. I think he got a couple weeks ago. You know, so he's, you know, it's no fault of his. He's working hard just like everybody out there. It's just it's a numbers game. You know, I think to you know, get between those lines on, you know, in any field, any stadium is pretty difficult. You know, you're the best in the world at what you do. So, you know, he's continued to grow and get better, and you know, we'll lean on him, I know, at some point, just like we would anybody on our 53-man roster.
Peyton Manning's looked frustrated, especially in the losses on the field and on the sideline. Can that be counterproductive, or is that just him as a competitor?
I mean, I think, you know, whenever things don't go well, it can be frustrating. You know, you work very hard at these things, and he does work very hard. You know, we've got another opportunity to get unfrustrated this week.